Welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show, a powerful antidote and elixir for the toxins of right-wing talk radio. Your humble host is on vacation. You can call in on our regular toll-free number, 888-5-PETER-B. So pick up the phone and show some love from the left coast for the man from bradblog.com, Brad Friedman.
You're going to love this. Just love it.
Don't know if I'm going to love it. Oh, boy, am I irritated. Oh, it's an angry day here.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight.
Yes, I do.
I got the feeling that something ain't right.
No, it's not.
I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair.
I'm not scared, I'm pissed.
And I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
Yes, I am stuck in the middle with you for 3 hours today, and there's no place that I would rather be but talking to you here on the Peter B. Collins Show. As the good PBC said, I am Brad Friedman of bradblog.com, your friendly citizen journalist. We just got a scream from our ISDN. Our friendly, your friendly citizen journalist, all-around troublemaker, muckraker, sitting in as guest host this week for Peter B., who's overseas in Italy, having a good time, a family reunion. I think he'll be back, but not for a week or two. Christine Kraft will be joining you next week. But I'm here for the rest of the week, like it or not. All right. Hey, good luck getting in if you want. We'd love to hear from you this afternoon at 888-5-PETER-B. That's 888-573-8372. Up and down the West Coast, of course, coast to coast and around the globe via peterbcollins.com. All right. Well, man, we got a big show. Coming up later, I believe a world exclusive. We've got Tova Andrea Wang, ungagged, as they like to say. She is she's the woman who wrote the voter fraud report for the United States Elections Assistance Commission, the one that showed, guess what? There is no voter fraud, at least none to speak of. And, of course, that report was buried, altered, and Tova was told to shut up about it. Well, she's not shutting up anymore. She's going to be with us for an entire hour here later today, telling all about the U.S. Elections Assistance Commission. Also, Scott Dick, our military affairs contributor, will be joining us here in a bit. And momentarily, Faz Shakir from Think Progress will be with us from Center for the American Progress. And Christina Johnson from the Sierra Club, Tracy Fleischman of a brave new films about Robert Greenwald's latest troublemaking for the Fox News Channel. All right. Well, before we get really rolling here, just before we headed over here to the studio, oh, I should have mentioned we're broadcasting live from Houston, Texas again today from the bowels of KPFT, 90.1 FM in Houston, Texas, the Pacifica station down here, which has been kind enough to open their doors to us so we can make noise to you by being the broadcast media. You can also join us over at the Brad blog, bradblog.com, where we've got an open thread going. Hopefully Agent 99 will be there. If she's not already, I'll try to check it out. Go to the top item there, click on comments, go on in, say your piece. I will try to pay attention. Otherwise, Agent 99 will, and all of the other folks in the room. All right, new, as I was saying, as we're coming over to the studio today, breaking news out from truthout.org, from Jason Leopold and the former producer of the Peter B. Collins Show, Matt Renner. They've got a big scoop over there. Yep, some all-new emails, RNC emails from just before the 2004 election, revealing the GOP scheme to challenge votes, as we've been telling you, vote caging, Tim Griffin, was ahead of the scheme, it looks like, to challenge votes in New Mexico, Ohio, Florida, Nevada, Pennsylvania. And they have been further caught red-handed with some of these emails. Hopefully we'll talk about that in a bit. It plays into a report from PBS's Now program, which is going to have the scoop on vote caging tomorrow on PBS, featuring our friend Greg Palast and a lot of what he broke on that story. Greg may be with us on the show tomorrow as well. I haven't even had time to go through all of these emails yet, but gosh, they said they weren't vote caging. In other words, peeling folks off the rolls, challenging their democratic right to vote. And what do you know? They had an entire scheme to do it that went all the way up to the White House. Who'd have thunk it? We'll ask Tova Wang about that as well later on. And let's see, Karl Rove, ho-hum. Karl Rove has been subpoenaed for his documents and testimony related to the U.S. attorney firing. Incredibly, that's not the biggest story today. let's go to Faz Shakir here for what may be the biggest story today. Can you tell I'm irritated today, Faz?
You and me both.
Are you irritated? I mean, everything is breaking. Everything the guys like you and I have been talking about for years. We were right. They were wrong. How long is it going to take for the world and for the Justice Department to figure it out? But that doesn't exist anymore. So I don't know where we go from here. But let's jump into this. Your story today at thinkprogress.org. I'm sure it was a slow day for you. you've got but the senators, four Democratic senators calling for a special counsel to investigate the liar, Alberto Gonzalez, for perjury. What's that about, Faz?
Well, you know, I think most of our listeners have been following this case a little bit, but let's back it up just a little bit. You know, Alberto Gonzalez testified a couple days ago. He said that the disagreements that we learned about from James Comey and John Ashcroft threatening to resign, that those were simply about other intelligence activities and not related to the NSA program.
That late night hospital meeting.
Lo and behold, we find out actually they were about the NSA program, because we have John Rockefeller, who was involved in the briefings. We have Jane Harmon. Then we found an AP revealed a document that came from the National Intelligence Director, John Negroponte, all of whom have now confirmed that disagreement was about the NSA program. And so they went back, basically the senators on the Judiciary Committee went back to Gonzalez and said, hey, do you want to correct the record? Do you want to change the transcript? And they said, no, we're going to stand by what we said. So they're like, okay, well, we'll move forward with perjury then. So that's what they announced today, is they're asking for a special prosecutor to be announced to investigate Gonzalez for perjury.
Now, they had to ask, and I should add, late this afternoon, AP has the FBI as well contradicting.
Yeah.
Robert Mueller contradicts the Gonzalez's testimony. And basically, that was the point of contention here, is that meeting in the hospital room that night when Gonzalez and Card went over to Ashcroft's hospital room to get him to sign on to this terrorist, so-called terrorist surveillance program. Ashcroft wouldn't do it, to his credit. James Comey didn't want to do it. And the other day, Gonzalez seemed to say, oh, no, we were talking about something else entirely in the hospital room that night, right?
Right, and the reason he says that, right, it's important to note, put this in the context. Go back to February of 2006 when he was testifying before the Senate. Senator Chuck Schumer said, hey, Alberto Gonzalez, were there ever any serious disagreements about this NSA wiretapping program? You know, were there people inside the administration who thought that it was illegal? Was there any conflict there? And of course, Alberto Gonzalez says, no, there was no conflict. There were no serious disagreements that I know about. So he was stuck with that answer, right? And now here we flash forward after Comey's revelations, and now here we are about a year later, a little more than a year later, and he's got to explain why he said that there were no serious disagreements. And so what he's trying to say is, well, there were no serious disagreements about that program. There were serious disagreements maybe about something else, but that's not squaring with the facts, and so he's stuck in a corner. He's either lied to Congress now or he lied to Congress before. Either way, it's pretty clear he lied to Congress.
this is just extraordinary. I mean, because that was really, you know, just one section of the testimony. There was all manner of things. And by the way, one of the things in this perjury, this request for an investigation, they're also asking him about the fact that he said he didn't talk to anybody about the U.S. attorney firing business. And yet, Monica Goodling testified that, in fact, he tested, it seemed like he was testing his story out on her.
Yeah, and almost kind of trying to coach her testimony a little bit. He called her into his office. He said, I'd like to rehearse some of the things that I think happened so we are on the same page. He went through his testimony, or basically what he thought the version of events should be as conveyed to the public, mm-hmm. about why they fired U.S. attorneys. And then he said to her, does that sound right to you? And according to Goodling's own testimony, she said, after I heard that, I said, I don't think I should be answering this question because I think this is illegal and improper. So even Goodling, you know, who was on board a total Bush loyalist, was raising concerns about whether the attorney general was doing something illegal and improper. And so that's again, really good of you to bring that up, because that's just another angle to this whole obstruction of justice. And it's important to know that this is the attorney general we're talking about, the nation's chief law enforcement officer. We got charges of perjury and obstruction of justice against this guy.
Which is what makes this so incredible, because, the question is, what can be done about it? And they've asked Solicitor Theodore Olson to agree to bring a special prosecutor here. All right, we're going to talk about what can be done about it, maybe, if anything. We started out, last week when I jumped into this game, talking about the fact that we're headed towards a constitutional crisis. I still think we are. We're going to get Faz's opinion on that when we get back. Plenty of Peter B. Collins Show to come for you today. I'm sitting in for Brad Friedman. We're going to be back right after this.
The Carmel Valley Market is ideal for all of your grovery shopping. Carmel Valley residents can now easily access the tradition of service and quality made famous by the Higuera family at the Grove Market in Pacific Grove. The Carmel Valley Market features the finest selection of fresh local fruits and veggies, as well as a full-service old-fashioned meat counter with USDA choice cuts. And don't forget the deli with delicious fresh sandwiches made to order. The Carmel Valley Market is located at 2 Chambers Lane, just behind Wells Fargo in Carmel Valley Village. Let the Carmel Valley Market's professional staff meet all of your grocery needs. Stop by and say hello to Ian and Gary Higuera, members of Charlie's family.
I am Attorney Sean Mills. Sometimes life does not take the direction that you plan. If you find yourself in need of an honest attorney, call me. I can advise you on both criminal and civil matters. Do not settle for an attorney who simply went to college and law school, when you can work with an attorney with significant life experience who uses a common sense approach to everyday legal problems. If you think you need an attorney, I will be glad to offer you a no-obligation consultation and evaluation of your legal issue with no sugarcoating. If you think you have a potential legal issue, it is important that you speak to a qualified attorney as soon as possible. Call me at 831-648-7060. That's 831-648-7060. I am Attorney Sean Mills.
Doesn't it seem that the service is lacking at most service stations? Well, not at the Carmel Shell at Rio Road and the Valero at Mid Carmel Valley Shopping Center. We take care of our customers. Carmel Shell is happy to pump your gas and check under your hood at your request for no extra charge. At Mid Carmel Valley Valero, we offer expert car repair at reasonable rates with a fast turnaround. We do tune-ups, brakes, safety checks, and a 26-point inspection with an oil change. We specialize in Lexus and Toyota. Our mechanic is ASE certified. Call us at 624-0722. That's 624-0722. Carmo Shell at Rio Road and Mid-Carmo Valley Valero, putting the service back in service stations.
Welcome to Your Solar Future, Saturdays at noon on KRXA 540 AM. Your Solar Future is about the practical, the passion, and the politics of going solar. Listen to Your Solar Future, Saturdays at high noon. Go to YourSolarFuture.com. See the solar videos sent in by folks like you. Save thousands of dollars. Make money as well. You'll see when you go to YourSolarFuture.com.
Hey, what are you having for lunch?
My personal chef is making it now.
Your personal chef?
Yeah, the lunch lady in the school cafeteria.
Kids should think of me as their personal chef. Well-balanced meals at school are very important for their bodies and their minds. Make sure they eat right and take advantage of the personal chef in their school cafeteria.
Stay fit, eat right. Looking good, California, is a public service of the California School Nutrition Association. For help with your family's nutrition, visit StayFitEatRight.org.
With a nod to our good friend Stephanie, welcome back to the Peter B. Collins Show. We're glad you're here. I'm glad I'm here. Your friendly guest host, Brad Friedman of BradBlog.com, speaking with Faz Shakir of the Center for American Progress, talking about today's request for a special counsel to investigate Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez for perjury. It's incredible to even say that. Faz, they had to go to Theodore Olson, the Solicitor General, because Gonzalez has recused himself from this case, correct?
That's right. I think they're going to Paul Clement first, right, who's the Solicitor General.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I thought Theodore
Olson used to be, and then he left. And so Paul Clement is now the Solicitor General.
Oh, okay. My mistake.
Yeah.
You're right. And so is Paul Clement now the guy who's sort of overseeing this entire matter officially, since everyone else has sort of had to recuse themselves because they're involved?
Yeah, he's supposed to be. And he's already overseeing the attorney scandal.
Right.
And hopefully he'll I don't actually know if we want him in charge. The problem is that he's already come out and issued a few memorandums to President Bush that said that your guys did nothing wrong in the Department of Justice, and that everything was above board. And so I think that there's already a conflict of interest with him being involved because he's already put his legal opinion out there that nothing terrible happened. And so I think there would be a lot of accusations that this was a guy who's simply trying to cover up.
Well, what do we do? I mean, it's insane. Don't we have to rely on him at this point to make the judgment call whether a special counsel should be put in place or not?
Yeah, unless you ask for him to be recused as well, which I don't know. I don't know what the Senate is going to do on that one. It's just, you know, the administration is so smart about it and so clever, almost in a, you know, very deceptive and evil way. They're very clever about who they put into these various positions, always trying to make sure that they got the game covered and that, you know, they're gaming the system, really.
From top to bottom. I mean, that's what this whole thing is about.
That's what the U.S. Attorney's place, by the way, we're all about. You know, that's part of gaming the system. It's putting people into positions where you can do the voter fraud, you can, you know, enact your political agenda,
yep.
And when people challenge it, you got the people in the right places to squash it.
And then when it is challenged, and then when someone refers these contempt motions to the U.S. Attorney General, he, I believe, has to recuse himself. But what does it matter? The White House has already given instructions to the Department of Justice. They're not allowed to bring charges on this.
Exactly. That was really incredible that, the House has now passed contempt charges for Myers and for Josh Bolton, the White House Chief of Staff. And last week we learned from the New York Times that apparently the Attorney General, Alberto Gonzalez, has been instructed by the White House not to do anything on those contempt motions, not to pursue them, not to start the legal process, just simply ignore them because executive privilege, according to the White House, overweighs everything.
Indeed.
Of course, Alberto Gonzalez is going to go along for the ride, and that's why it's important to note that's why he's still there, right? The fact that he's lied to Congress is the reason for why he's still in office,
right?
It's not that the lying to Congress is somehow offending the White House. That's the reason they've kept him there. They want to make him the voodoo doll that everybody sticks pins into so that they don't follow the trail to where it leads.
Well, exactly. That's why he can't go anywhere. And
okay.
So they're going to use him to hold them off. Is it going to work? Is there any recourse, Faz? Or is
this
going?
I guess the only avenue left here, and I think that's where Leahy and Conyers are going to go, and that's the judiciary branch. And again, they've gamed that system quite a bit. We know how the Supreme Court is stacked, but the first stop will, of course, be federal district court, and I think they're going to try to get some of either their subpoenas to be enforced, or they're going to try to get a special prosecutor to bring a case to them. There's a number of different avenues that they have. They have the contempt charges. There's a number of different things that they could bring first to the courts, but I think that they're heading in that direction, so we'll see what happens.
There's a cell in the basement of the Capitol building.
did you see what Arlen Specter said about that the other day? He jokingly told a Time magazine reporter that, there's a jail down here in the Capitol, and maybe Alberto Gonzalez belongs in it.
Well, exactly. And I had actually, about 2 weeks ago, I checked with someone in Congress because I had heard about that, and they confirmed, in fact, there was, although David Gregory went on MSN.
Reed.
Who was it?
Chip Reed.
Chip Reed said that it wasn't there. So I think they're going to need it. It was Chip Reed. He said, there isn't one. Oh, it's a joke. I don't think it's a joke. I think they may have to use it. If they have the guts to do it, that's a different matter altogether.
Yeah.
I think we're headed for a constitutional crisis here, Fast.
Under the Sergeant-at-Arms rules, if you take a look at the Sergeant-at-Arms rules, it says that he can arrest anybody, including the president. So that's interesting, and if we want to go there, of course, that'll be a complete constitutional crisis. Not that I'm suggesting we're arresting the president, but simply using those powers to their fullest extent within the Sergeant-at-Arms.
Sounds good to me, Faz. Hey, thank you, brother. We got to get out. Thanks for all you do over there at thinkprogress.org. Faz Shakir, always great to talk to you, amigo.
Thanks a lot, Brian.
All right. Boy, coming back. I don't even know who's coming up next. Fox News, something about that. Sierra Club, much more ahead. Stay tuned.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Sober Stones, do you have yours yet? Big Sur Jade is now available for you. This rare, beautiful, deep green jade is found in a tiny cove south of Big Sur, used by Native Americans in healing for hundreds of years. Keep one in your pocket to remind you of your commitment to living life present and sober. Go to SoberStones.com. SoberStones.com for your beautiful pocket jade. Touch it, feel it every day. Look at it. Sober Stones.
Tired of stale syndicated right-wing blowhards?
And we are thrilled and honored to have with us Donald Rumsfeld.
You got a bunch of dopey kids watching these shows. Oh, O'Reilly!
Here on KRXA 540, you can hear a fresh, local, liberal blowhard.
And another thing, you could strip me naked, stake me to an anthill, pour honey all over me, and I still wouldn't vote for a Republican.
Hal on the show, only on KRXA 540.
Down in Monterey.
I have always said that I will listen to the requests of our commanders on the ground.
Mr. President, you did not listen. You continue to pursue a failed strategy that is breaking our great Army and Marine Corps. I left the Army in protest in order to speak out. Mr. President, you have placed our nation in peril. Our only hope is that Congress will act now to protect our fighting men and women.
Hello, I'm here to tell you about Central Avenue Bakery in beautiful Pacific Grove. Every day we feature the finest and freshest healthy whole grain foods with vegan and wheat-free options for those so inclined. We mill our own organic, fresh whole grain flour daily. Galina, our Russian pastry chef, turns those fresh whole grains into delicious masterpieces. Muffins, cakes, cookies, pies, banana chocolate bars, macaroons. She adds new items all the time. We also have a variety of whole grain breads, fresh homemade sandwiches, soups, and veggie entrees made with mostly organic ingredients. Our all-you-can-eat Sunday buffet with the top vegetarian entrees, soups, salads, and desserts is locally famous. We also welcome groups, parties, and catering orders. Stop in for a latte, snack, or full meal. You'll come back again and again. Come visit us at 173 Central Avenue at the corner of Dewey in the old Granary building, just two blocks from the aquarium, or give us a call at 373-2000. That's 373-2000. Central Avenue Bakery, where healthy and delicious go hand in hand.
There's more than one side to every issue. Actually, there's usually more than two sides. It's important to get a different perspective on issues and current events, and that's what we'll provide you on Thursday nights at 10 on KRXA 540. Our show is called, appropriately enough, A Different Perspective. I'm Jack Quirk, and I'm your host. I have guests with a unique angle on current issues. I'm often joined by Phil Ropp and other guest co-hosts who bring their own expertise to our discussions. Join us each Thursday night at 10 for A Different Perspective here on KRXA 540.
Hello, everybody. This is R.J. Moyer. Join me Sunday nights from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. for Sports Phone KRXA. Now all of us Monday morning quarterbacks can get together Sunday nights and talk about football, baseball, basketball, tennis, golf, hockey, softball, volleyball, kickball, bocce ball, bowling, rugby, lacrosse. Well, maybe we won't talk about rugby and lacrosse, but join me anyway for Sports Phone KRXA, Sunday nights from 6 p.m. until 7 p.m.
Tom Hartman. Why would we hand the beating heart of democracy, the vote, over to a private corporation?
It's the Tom Hartman Program.
And we're giving it to a corporation called Diebold, whose former president, Wally O'Dell, says, you know, I'm going to give Ohio to George W. Bush. We're giving it to a corporation like ES&S, who used to be run by Chuck Hagel, the Republican senator from Nebraska. I mean, it's our vote!
Tom Hartman, weekday evenings on KRXA 540.
It's time for more on the Peter B. Collins Show. While your humble host is on vacation, here's Brad Friedman from bradblog.com.
Walls to come tumbling and crumbling down. Working on it. I should have never promised Peter B. that we'd take down the White House before he got back from Italy. You're listening to the Peter B. Collins Show. We got 2.5, at least, hours ahead for you today. We're going to be speaking momentarily with Christina Johnson from the Sierra Club and Tracy Fleischman from Brave New Films, Robert Greenwald's documentary outfit. We're going to talk about, this is what's amazing. We're going to go talk about Fox News, and this is what I'm looking forward to calm me down today. That is how bad it has gotten out here. It's all tumbling down. Coming up later, Tova Wang ungagged for the first time in her first live broadcast interview concerning what she knows about the U.S. Elections Assistance Commission since she has had her gag order lifted. And Scott Dick, our military affairs, oh, that'll calm me down. Scott Dick, our military affairs correspondent, going to talk about this little place called Iraq and how well things are going over there. You can send me email, brad@bradblog.com. I will try to notice it, as will I try to notice your conversations over in the chat room at bradblog.com. Going over there, top item, click comments, and speak your piece. All right, let's get over to these guys. They got a new Robert Greenwald, up to no good again. Christina Johnson joins us. She's from the media team at the Sierra Club. She's worked as a newspaper reporter as well as a wilderness ranger and firefighter. Man, that sounds good about now. Also, Tracy Fleischman is joining us, the media director from Brave New Films, Robert Greenwald's documentary outfit. As I said, they have got a new piece sort of tying together the way Fox, go figure, is lying to you. In this case, they're lying to you about the environment. They've got an entire website devoted to how Fox is lying to America over at foxattacks.com. But they're focusing in this time on the environmental issue and specifically on the advertisers, and I think that is the way to go. The advertisers who are advertising on the Fox News channel. Christina, do we have everybody? Christina Johnson, welcome to the Peter B. Show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, good. And let's see, Tracy, are you with us as well?
Hi, Brad. Thanks for having me.
Great. Great to have both of you guys. Okay, and I've got this short film that you guys put together over at foxattacks.com. I'll play it in a little bit because it's short enough, but I think it tells it tells the whole story of these lying liars. Christina Johnson, how did you come to work with the Robert Greenwald folks on this project?
Well, I think it was kind of just a natural partnership. You know, Fox has been distorting facts on global warming for a long time, and Robert Greenwald exposes Fox's lies about a lot of different issues. So it just sort of was a natural fit, and we decided to go forward with this campaign to try and let people know what Fox is putting out there about global warming.
Did they come to you, or you guys went to them?
You know, I honestly don't remember.
Can't remember? Just
Tracy,
came together.
Do you remember?
You know, I think it grew out of some conversations. We monitor Fox all the time, and we noticed patterns in their distortions. And one thing that we kept seeing coming up was their lies about global warming. They were continuously spreading this misinformation that hurts the work that groups like the Sierra Club do. And so I think we just started talking and realized there was a natural fit for a partnership.
And Tracy, is the foxattacks.com website, is that essentially an outgrowth of the Outfoxed documentary?
Yes, exactly. You know, a few years ago, Robert did this groundbreaking documentary where he and a team of people monitored Fox News all the time, 24/7. And in it, you see the amazing degree to which Fox is a Republican mouthpiece. It's not a credible news organization. And you see them advancing basically White House politics about the war, about global warming, and some really shocking things about, you know, presidential candidates, how they cover Democrats. And this all grew out of Outfoxed, and now with new technology and YouTube, we're able to put out short pieces on a regular basis highlighting Fox's misinformation.
And Christina Johnson, before I play this clip, in general, how is Fox getting it wrong? I know they're doing the talking points, but specifically, what is it that they're pounding on, that they're trying to deceive America with, as you see it?
Well, they've said that global warming is a hoax. They've called it a lie. They've called into question the idea that humans are causing global warming. And, I mean, the jury is no longer out on any of that. Most of the world's scientists now agree that global warming is a serious problem and that it's caused by humans. And 83% of the American public also agrees with that.
And let me play devil's advocate here. They say that the big report, the recent report, had some scientists who took their name off the report because they didn't like the idea that the report basically said that global warming was being caused by humans.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, for every 10,000 scientists who say that global warming definitely is caused by humans, you can probably find two or three who say that it's not, and they're probably funded by Exxon, to be honest with you.
Right. And now this effort, what you guys are calling for at this point, is to take it out on Fox's advertisers, correct?
Correct. And Home Depot specifically. And
why Home Depot? Is this Tracy again?
No, this is Christina.
Oh, Christina. Why are you choosing Home Depot of all the folks to focus on here?
Well, we chose Home Depot because Home Depot has been advertising itself as a company that really cares about the environment. Mm-hmm. And so they've launched a couple of different environmental initiatives. They have an eco options program in their stores. And so we decided that they would be a good candidate because if they really care about the environment, probably the most important thing they can do is make sure that people have the truth about global warming. And that would mean pulling their ads from the Fox network.
And what and have you heard? You guys launched this. It was about 2 weeks ago, or about a week or so ago now. Was this launched before or after Bobby Kennedy Jr.'s speech at Live Earth? Which actually, and for anybody who hasn't seen it, it's a tremendous speech. You can actually go see the entire video over at bradblog.com. Alan Breslauer had it up there within moments after it ran, and basically. Kennedy was calling out guys like Sean Hannity and Bill O'Reilly and Rush Limbaugh and saying the way to get at them was to go after their advertisers. So who came first here? Did you guys take the cue from him? Did he take the cue from you? Or did everybody just realize the only way to, it's only money that speaks to these people?
It's a natural fit. We launched this video, I believe just before Bobby gave that speech, and he's actually commented on the video. If you go to golefttv.com, you can Google his comments about the video. But with Fox, you know, they need to hear it at their bottom line, and mm-hmm. as consumers, we can make an impact on Fox by targeting their advertisers.
And have you gotten a response yet from Home Depot on this?
This is Christina again.
Christina, yeah.
We had a couple of our field people meet with Ron Jarvis, who is the head of their environmental program,
mm-hmm.
And that was last week. And we did not get an answer from them, but we made it very clear that we were asking them to pull their ads from Fox and that if they really wanted to demonstrate a commitment to the environment, that's what they would have to do.
I guess you need a show like Bill O'Reilly's, because he was able to get JetBlue to turn tail and run scared and withdraw their sponsorship at the Daily Kos convention just by being a bully for a couple of nights. And, you know, folks like you and me, I guess we don't have that same kind of platform that Bill O'Reilly has. Let's play, do I have time here? Yeah, let me play a couple of minutes of this. It's about 2 minutes. This is from FoxAttacks.com. You can see the video, but this is the lying liars over there at Fox News, and then Rupert Murdoch at the end, who comes out and says that it's good business to what? Support the environment and to be concerned about global warming. Correct? He sort of contradicts what his on-air talent is saying.
Exactly. Rupert Murdoch just highlights the lies and misinformation that his own network is spreading by espousing the value of these carbon credits and illustrating the extent to which his people like Bill O'Reilly are constantly spreading lies.
It's very strange. Let's give this a listen here from FoxAttacks.com. You can get an idea.
You don't go see Joseph Goebbels' films to see the truth about Nazi Germany. You don't want to go see Al Gore's film to see the truth about global warming.
Global warming. Well, I rudely put it in the myth chapter with psychics and astrology.
It is some of the coldest air in this part of the country in 20 years. Proof that all of this hype over global warming could be just that hype.
Today's headlines about global warming prove the news axiom, if it bleeds, it leads.
The warming is due to the sun.
Thermonuclear war might threaten the survival of our civilization, but warming up the planet, I think not.
No doubt that it's man-made.
It's a hoax.
A total hoax.
It's an outrageous lie.
You're a meteorologist. What do you think scientists really agree on?
There is no agreement that the warming we've seen is due to man.
It is more fiction than fact.
Just to rush to judgment and assume that it's human emissions of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases is really foolish.
CO2 is not a pollutant.
The hysteria, we're all going to drown.
This is the alarmist scientists who always get the most play on the media.
The alarmist scientists.
The thing about Al Gore is I've always thought of him as such an inauthentic man.
Planet fever or PR fever.
Al Gore is wrong in his science.
Now, I want to point out something.
He's got the Bela Lugosi haircut.
Al Gore is unhinged.
if we are to connect with our audiences on this issue, we learned that we must first get our own house in order.
That's Rupert Murdoch.
The companies themselves have realized that there is some way to make some bucks by getting on board of some sort of climate change program.
Acting on this issue is simply good business.
Stop global warming by cutting down the trees.
But I'm a little more worried about Ahmad with a nuclear weapon than a stupid glacier melting.
Outrage over Dems who want to fight global warming at the expense of fighting terrorism.
Our advertisers are asking us for ways to reach audiences on this issue.
At the expense of terrorism. Unbelievable. Speaking with Christina Johnson from Sierra Club, Tracy Fleischman from Robert Greenwald's brave new film. What the hell are they talking about at the expense of terrorism? I leave it to either Christina or Tracy. How is this at the expense of terrorism as they see it?
This is Christina. I have no idea. I mean, it's a false choice. There's not a choice between fighting terrorism and fighting global warming. It doesn't make any sense at all.
It really doesn't. Let's take a quick break here. We'll come back more with Christina Johnson and Tracy Fleischman. I want to figure out also how to square all of this with Rupert Murdoch's statements that it's good for business. Apparently he hasn't sent the memo to his on-air talent. You're listening to the Peter B. Collins Show. I'm Brad Friedman, sitting in for PBC. We'll be back. Oh, give us a call, 888-5-PETER-B. Want to sound off about this? Global warming? Anything else that Fox News is ticking you off about? Let us know, 888-5-PETER-B. We'll be back in a moment.
I am attorney Sean Mills. Sometimes life does not take the direction that you plan. If you find yourself in need of an honest attorney, call me. I can advise you on both criminal and civil matters. Do not settle for an attorney who simply went to college and law school when you can work with an attorney with significant life experience who uses a common sense approach to everyday legal problems. If you think you need an attorney, I will be glad to offer you a no-obligation consultation and evaluation of your legal issue with no sugarcoating. If you think you have a potential legal issue, it is important that you speak to a qualified attorney as soon as possible. Call me at 831-648-7060. That's 831-648-7060. I am attorney Sean Mills.
Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street, downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. So for all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens. He cares.
Pacific Grove Liquors at 229 Grand Avenue is your one stop on the Monterey Peninsula for fine wines, liquors, and beers at very reasonable prices. Let PG Liquors knowledgeable owner J.R. Medina and his son-in-law Chad help you choose the ideal Monterey regional or imported wine for any occasion, from an intimate dinner with that special someone to a formal affair with dozens or even hundreds of guests. If you're looking for distilled spirits, PG Liquors specializes in the finest blue agave tequilas, single malt and blended scotches, and top-shelf vodkas, including Northern California's own Hangar One. Beer lovers from Carmel to Marina beat a path to PG Liquors, which boasts hundreds of handcrafted ales, lagers, stouts, porters, as well as all the big names. Make Pacific Grove Liquors at 229 Grand, just above Lighthouse, the outlet for all of your beverage needs.
PG Liquors reminds you to always drink responsibly.
Easy being green. It seems you blend in with so many other ordinary things. And people tend to pass you over because you're not standing out like flashy sparkles in the water or stars in the sky.
You tell them, Kermit. See, that'll calm me down. Little Kermit T. Frog.
But green's the color of spring.
You're listening to the Peter B. Collins Show.
And green can
see how much we're mellow now. The Peter B. Collins Show. With Christina Johnson from the Sierra Club, Tracy Fleischman from Brave New Films on their new expose, if you will, of Fox News' latest scam, calling global warming a hoax, and they've got a great collection of clips. Boy, it's at foxattacks.com, and they're calling for Home Depot to drop their advertising from Fox News. Tracy Fleischman, it's like candy from a baby at this point, isn't it? Making these Fox News videos.
Well, it's quite shocking the extent to which Fox regularly smears respectable citizens and spreads misinformation. There really is no shortage of issues that Fox, you know, has no shame taking aim at. Global warming, one would never expect, you know, a news organization to dispute, but the fact is that Fox is not a neutral news organization.
Well, they're not, and you know we know this. You guys do a great job of reporting over there, and certainly I follow newshounds.us. They do a terrific job of monitoring Fox every day and the lies that they tell on literally every single show throughout the day, 24/7 on Fox News. And yet, they're the most popular news channel on cable. How do you explain that, Tracy?
Well, you know, we're starting to see a shift in opinion. We're starting to see that people are realizing that Fox is not a credible news organization. Earlier this year, there was a tremendous Netroots victory where we saw the Democratic candidates deciding that they did not want to appear in Democratic presidential primary debate that was to be broadcast on Fox. You know, that took place in March of this year where John Edwards led the way and we saw Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and others say, no, we're not going to appear on this debate on Fox because we know that Fox spreads misinformation about us, they lie about us, and, you know, we're going to take a stand. And I think that we're starting to see that.
And yet, has Robert Greenwald been invited onto Fox?
Robert?
And would he go if he was invited?
I believe that Robert has been blacklisted from Fox.
And I guess that means you're on the blacklist as well, right?
No one has asked me to appear on Fox.
I'm asking you to appear on Fox, Tracy.
Well, you know, the thing is, and it's a really interesting question to talk about, is that, you know, the way that these shows are made, Bill O'Reilly, for example, you know, he edits his show, so even when a Democrat does go on to Fox News, you know, there's a question of, you know, how will they be able to get their point across? I mean, these people are not journalists.
No, and, you know, a lot of people don't realize that, actually, about Bill O'Reilly. I was speaking with my friend Mike Rogers, who has got a great blog over at page1q.com, and he was on O'Reilly not long ago. I can't remember what the topic was, but he pointed out that is not live. And I guess O'Reilly comes and he does the introduction between the interviews. That's live, so they use the live bug so people think it's live. But in fact, those interviews have been done earlier, have been cut up to his liking, and people really don't understand that. So ultimately, Tracy, if you are invited to Fox, is it better to show up and make your case, or is it better to boycott and stay home as you see it?
You know, there are so many different ways to stand up to Fox, and it's important that, you know, we're all doing this. And so it's really a personal choice for people if they want to appear on Fox, you know, and how they are going to handle it. Earlier this week, we saw Hillary Clinton's chief communications officer go on Fox, and he defended Yearly Coast Convention, which has been under attack by Bill O'Reilly,
right,
you know, with these ridiculous smears.
And he stood up, you know, and stood up to Bill O'Reilly and made a case for Yearly Coast.
For the record, I'm happy to go on Fox. They invited me to go on Fox and Friends. I was ready to go to talk about Ann Coulter's voter fraud. I was even willing to stay up until 3 a.m. in the morning on the West Coast to do it. For some reason, Ann Coulter didn't want to show up and talk with me. I can't understand why. Christina Johnson, before we go, so how is the are you getting attention over at the Sierra Club? Are you getting a lot of media on this particular issue? Is the campaign working, I guess, in other words?
Well, I think the campaign is definitely working in the sense that we've gotten about 40,000 people to sign petitions to Home Depot asking them to pull their ads from Fox. And on top of that, another, I think, close to 400,000 people have viewed the Fox Attacks the Environment video.
Mm.
So we're definitely getting the message out there. And we plan on delivering our petitions to Home Depot stores next week. And we're going to send them another clear message that they have a choice to make here between really standing up for the environment and not standing up for the environment.
And how can people participate? How can they make noise, sign that petition, and otherwise take action to help you out?
Great question. They can sign the petition by going to foxattacks.com.
Mm-hmm.
And if they'd like to participate in one of the petition deliveries, they can actually call us here at the Sierra Club on the media line. And that number is 415-977-5526.
5526. And that will allow them to help distribute this petition?
Exactly.
415-977-5526. Or go to foxattacks.com. Fill out the petition that's there, and you can watch this film. And I guess it's YouTube, so you can, if you got a website, embed it, spread the word, make noise, be the media.
That's right.
Very good. All right, thanks, guys. Really appreciate your time here and your efforts. Keep up the good work. Of course, we will keep our eyes on foxattacks.com for all the good muckraking you guys are up to. Somebody's got to hold somebody accountable before this is all said and done. And, boy, thank you both for trying. Christina Johnson from the Sierra Club and Tracy Fleischman from Brave New Films. Go check it out, foxattacks.com. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Well, I'm calm now. See, I'm calm. But Scott Dick, he's going to get me irritated again in the next hour because we're going to start talking about Iraq. We're going to start talking about General Petraeus, who wants to keep the troops there, I think, forever. About the scam, the American Enterprise Institute folks who were behind this surge. See, I'm just going to get worked up again. That's what's going to happen. Oh, well, it'll make Agent 99 happy. She likes it when I get angry. Don't you, Agent 99? Go check out bradblog.com, where she is holding forth in the chat room. So much more ahead. I got to stop exhaling like that. I'm starting to sound like Al Gore on this end. All right, you're listening to the Peter B. Collins Show. Brad Friedman sitting in for PBC. Tova Wang, by the way, coming up during our Election Integrity Hour, ungagged. Much more ahead. Stay tuned. This is the Peter B. Collins Show.